USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The FBI and multiple state agencies are investigating after dozens of letters containing a suspicious white powder were sent to Kansas state officials late last week. More than 90 such letters have been reported across the state in recent days. ABC News is reporting that the substances tested so far are not considered dangerous. Authorities say they are working to safely collect the letters and investigate the incidents. No injuries have been reported. President Biden is in Northern California this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to the Bay Area. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate projects. He's expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. A violent weekend has left at least five people dead and dozens injured in shootings across the country. More than 20 people were shot, one fatally in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago, Illinois. Other shootings claim victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on a state police barracks. The NBA draft is this week in New York. It's taking place Thursday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs hold the number one pick and are widely expected to take French standout player Victor Wembanyama. Indian-born CEOs are closing their firms and fleeing the USA and jetting back to India to escape charges of fraud in the annual lotteries for visas to import H-1B foreign contract workers. That comes from Raul Reddy, an immigration lawyer in Texas. Reddy continued saying that the fleeing CEOs are getting prosecuted and that they are getting investigated, and that's the reason why some of them are packing their bags and closing their companies. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Music producer Quincy Jones is expected to be okay after being rushed to the hospital Saturday for a medical emergency. TMZ is reporting that the 90-year-old had a bad reaction to food when he was eating and called for an ambulance. The producer was released from the hospital and is reportedly in great spirits. Jones has won 28 Grammys over his career. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken got a last-minute okay to meet with China's President Xi Jinping today, to cap off a two-day visit to Beijing to work on strained ties between the two superpowers. Blinken said in a statement he held candid, substantive, and constructive talks with the Chinese foreign minister on Sunday, in which they agreed to continue the discussions, though no mentions were given on whether progress was made in key areas of disagreement, including Taiwan, human rights, or trade. One popular lottery here in the USA is getting a lot bigger.
Tonight's Powerball drawing is worth $380 million. No one picked the six winning numbers on Saturday night, sending the multi-state jackpot to the next level. The Mega Millions, by the way, has grown to $300 million for Tuesday's drawing. Not to be a damper, but the odds of winning the Powerball grand prize, one in more than 292 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
As Juneteenth events will have many public offices closed today across the country, today is also National Martini Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.